Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Hi everybody and welcome to episode 131 of the English with Kirsty podcast, and this is going to be a short episode. I've decided to do some more of these because otherwise I just don't do the solo episodes if I haven't got enough to talk about to keep going for half an hour or something, but that's not the point of these. The solo episodes are more about giving you things to think about, things that will hopefully help you in some way on your journey to learn another language, whether that's English or something else that you want to learn. I often use examples from my language learning stories because that's what I know. I can talk about my clients, but I can also talk about myself and the things that I've been thinking about for me because I want to learn and develop my skills, and things that have come up in my training sessions, although obviously nothing too personal. But the thing that I want to talk about today is what words, what phrases do we want to banish from our English vocabularies or from our vocabularies in general when we're talking about something related to our languages, because we often talk about learning new words and extending our vocabulary and all of that is great, but there are some things that we keep saying that somehow sabotage ourselves, and those are the things that I'm talking about here. So when I first heard this question, it was nothing to do with language learning. It was a YouTube video about something else. But the question was, you know, what words do you want to stop saying? What words do you want to be gone from your vocabulary? What do you not want to say anymore? Because words have power. And if you keep saying these things that aren't true about yourself, then, you know, you start to believe them. So I'm thinking about things like, when people in their introduction, they start by saying, oh, I'm sorry about my English, or my English isn't very good, or, you know, these things aren't true, but we sometimes feel the need to say them. I've done it as well. When I started learning Romanian, I was like, oh, I'm Kirsty, and I've only been learning Romanian for a year and a half, and my Romanian isn't very good, and I'm sorry about that. But nobody needs to hear that. I mean, maybe it is relevant how long you've been learning if you want to share that, but not, you know I make a lot of mistakes, and because, you know, people will see that if it's true. People will come to their own conclusions, but also, you know, if you're able to communicate, then the important thing is that it's your message and your connection with the other person. So we don't need to keep apologizing. And I was thinking other things. So, you know, it's not good to do that, but there are other things that we can do. Like I often say, I mean, this isn't something I want to delete from my vocabulary because it's very important to say it sometimes, but I don't know. That's sort of my favourite replies when I do know, but I don't have the confidence in the thing that I'm going to say. So specifically related to language classes, because I think in life, if somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer, it's fine to say, and it's good to say, I don't know. It's much better to say that than to pretend that you know the answer or to make yourself look as if you know more than you do. I mean, nobody will believe you if you keep doing that anyway, and it's not good. So if you don't know, fine, I don't know. But I use that in language class when I'm not sure. Like, I probably do know. I think I know the answer. I'm only 80% sure that it's right, but I would rather say I don't know than get it wrong. And so for me, that's one thing that I need to work on not saying when I'm just using it as a way to try not to be seen to be making a mistake. For other people, it's different things. It might be something about themselves, or I don't know how to, I never get this right. All these things that are just quite negative, unhelpful, and things that we should really stop saying because they don't help us. So I think sometimes we don't say these things in our first language, but when we start using another language, some of our insecurities that we have with us anyway come to the surface a bit more because we feel a bit more vulnerable. We're using another language, we maybe don't have all the words that we have in our first language, and so we, you know, we do feel a bit more exposed at times if we don't feel as confident. And so some of these more negative messages about ourselves can come to the surface, and so it's just good to be aware of them so that we can stop reinforcing them and saying things about ourselves which which are not very positive. So, as well as learning new words, which is really important when you're learning another language, you have to keep learning new words. You have to keep finding new ways to say things. It's good to increase in that way. But sometimes there are just things that need to go from our vocabulary. And I'd be interested to know if you have any things that you want to stop saying as well. So you can either comment on the podcast page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode131. Or you can send an email to podcast@englishwithkirsty.com. Have a great week. Have a great week and be curious, learn new things and be open to finding new ways to use your English.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.